Hey, what's up? It's Marcus Williams here at Mountain FM. We're really excited for February 20th because Matt Anderson is coming to the Banff Center. And I got a chance to speak with him about his new album and how his live show differs, like, every tour. So, Matt, you've got a new album on the way. What can you tell us about it?
A little bit different. The recording process is a little bit different this time. We worked with Commissioner Gordon, produced this one, and he's got a lot of background, like R&B, hip-hop kind of stuff. So we used drum loops for the most part on the album, which is something I've never done before, but... It really worked well. You know, it was actually ended up being just like playing as a really good drummer, is what it felt like at the end of it. So kind of different that way, but you know, a few different styles in there as well, because I wrote with a bunch of different people on this album, same as I did last time. So, you know, their influences in there. I wrote with Mountain Woods and Ryan Hutman, a guy named Andy Stachanski, you know, a bunch of different, and Gordy Sampson, some different stuff in there. So kind of all, I don't know, it's all tied together with, you know, my voice and my playing and that kind of stuff. But there's, you know, just different sounds in there from, you know, different influences of people.
Did this recording process affect your usual writing process?
More just the recording process, you know, because the writing I can always do the same way. Just focus on writing a good song. I don't worry about if it's going to be, you know, what kind of genre it's going to fit into or anything like that. Just kind of, I like to focus on just getting a good song out of the, you know, the time we spend when we're writing.
And did this process change the sound or the outcome at all?
I mean, the biggest difference really is just, you know, the programmed the drum loops. You know, that's the only thing that really, you know, I think most people probably don't even notice, you know, a drummer might, but for the most part, you know, it's real drums that we use. You know, he's worked with a bunch of old, you know, really great drummers, so he, you know, he has sampled them over, you know, a bunch of times. So they're actual drum grooves, you know, it's not even samples of just, you know, things that he built himself. It's, you know, actually, it's a guy who was sitting in a room, we just, you know, click, you know, recorded that and then, you know, looped that over and over again. So other than that, it feels like me. You know, I think there's a lot there for maybe bringing some new odds, but not losing any old ones.
Now, this time around in February, you're going to be playing with a three-piece band on tour?
It's going to be a four-piece, yeah. It's going to be myself, and I've got Steve Mariner on bass from Monkey Junk, a great Ottawa band, and I've got Chris Kirby on keys and guitar, who's a great, you know, great player from the East Coast here in Newfoundland, and Jeff Arsenault on drums, who's been played with me on quite a few albums.
How is this show going to be different from way back in the summer when you played Performance in the Park?
Some new songs for sure. You know, I didn't have any new material last time, and it's a four-piece band. When I was there this past summer, it was a 10-piece band, you know, with a horn section and all that kind of stuff. So it's going to be a little more controlled this time, maybe. But, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. You know, I've never really toured with a full band before. You know, I've done the odd show here and there, but never actually a full-on tour. So looking forward to having that. You get better as you get on the road. You know, road worn definitely makes a difference when you get up there. So I'm looking forward to having that that out on the road.
How does your live show vary from, like, a four-piece band to a solo show or to, like, the full orchestral band?
The biggest thing when going with a band is you have somebody to interact with on stage. You know, if it's just me and the guitar, then it kind of can be kind of tough sometimes to kind of get the energy going. You know, you kind of got to maybe work a little bit harder. But you know, I've always lucky that my audience is up for it, so they kind of become the other band members. But you know, when I've got guys on stage, you know, there's nothing like when you're playing with other people and everybody clicks at the same time. It can be pretty special. So looking forward to having those kind of moments on the road. And as far as how I carry myself on stage, not really different. You know, I still tell the stories and the jokes and that kind of stuff, and then just have fun playing music.
Now, you've worked with so many people in the industry. What have you kind of pulled and learned from all these people?
You know, lots of different things from different people for different reasons, probably. You know, I mean, it's always cool working with different producers in the studio. They have different experiences they draw on, and then going on the road, you know, just seeing somebody who's been at it for a long time or been at it at a different level, you just get appreciation for what it takes to, you know, to kind of keep at it. You know, everybody's still working hard, even though you think maybe they've have the opportunity to kind of lay back and to take it easy. You can't, you know, they still have to step it up every night and, you know, put on their best show every night. They can't, you can't slack off at any point, I guess.
So after the tour and the album is dropped, what's next for Matt Anderson?
Well, the album and the tour is going to take up a better part of this year by the time we, you know, get the touring done in Canada and the States, then we'll go to Europe and Australia and the UK. So that's going to take up, you know, a good part of 2016. Then, be more of the same, you know, just be stay on the road pretty steady. I'm still keeping up the pace of pretty close to 250 shows a year, so that keeps me on the road and that keeps me busy.
Matt Anderson, coming to the Bow Valley on February the 20th, playing at the Banff Center. It's going to be a great show. All right, Matt, thanks very much for your time.
Sounds good, man. Thank you.